From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Listeria can be a concern for many livestock producers, especially those raising ruminant animals that are fed silage. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains what listeria is and the impact it has on an animal's body and function. He says how commonly listeria can be found.
So listeria is a bacteria. It's a very common bacteria in the environment. It's found around forages, the forage and soil interaction. We consider listeria as ubiquitous. It's everywhere. But there are some unique scenarios that we can run into more problems with listeria, or at least allow low levels of listeria to grow, and then they can actually impact some of our animals.
Tarpoff lists the common ways that a producer could spot an animal with listeria.
We always refer to it as circling disease. So what happens in whenever they do have an infection, it's starting to replicate. It gets through the mouth usually, gets into some of the cranial nerves that control the eyes, the mouth, the tongue. What we can see is we call it unilateral paralysis. So one side of the face will get really droopy. And coinciding with the name circling disease, whenever they try to walk, they just walk into a circle. So that means that bacteria has gotten a little bit further into the brainstem, and they just go around in a circle. That is prototypical listeria almost all day.
Listeria can be fatal. However, he discusses how effective treatment can be.
One good thing, as long as the animals are still mobile and standing and moving, treatment success is usually pretty good with cattle, at least fed cattle. We can get them on treatment. A lot of those make a full recovery. If they go down and they're no longer, we call it recumbency, that they go down from that condition, the chances of them making a full recovery is much lower. In our sheep herds and some of our other ruminant animals, another concern that we can get is abortions. We can run into some abortion problems as that contaminated feed gets fed through an animal. But if you do have clinical signs, I want to remind everybody, work with your local veterinarian. We do have some good treatments, penicillins and oxytetracyclines. However, some of those, the availability of those products, one, right now, is a little bit limited. Two, we have had some law changes that those products are no longer sold over the counter, that they're only under prescription. So ensuring you have a valid veterinary client-patient relationship and you have a good working relationship with your local veterinarian is very important to make sure that you can get those critical treatments when you need it most.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on how listeria can be recognized in livestock operations and what producers should do. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.